two.
Peace.
Two. Welcome to episode 12 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray. I gotta say, you know, I've had a two-week break here for, you know, Christmas and New Year's, and I took a few days off extra so I could get a full 2 weeks off and kind of enjoy my time, you know, with my wife and the 360 and all that. And I think I figured something out.
What's that?
It's kind of sad, but I think work, like, keeps me on track with the comic and the site, because see, right now my life is good. I have a, you know, I'm not doing anything. I can lounge around or, you know, do whatever.
Right.
And so there's no need for an escape. But when I'm working all day, you know, in my routine, it's like I need those little things, you know. That's why my RSS reader right now is up to like 1,000, you know. And you know, if I was working, none of this would happen. So, just so everyone knows, I'm back to work Monday as you're listening to this, and my full attention, unfortunately, maybe for my company, will be on the comic. So,
it would seem like my RSS feeder would have built up too. But when your girlfriend is in Mexico for 3 weeks, you know, it's like, well, okay, let's see what's new.
Right. Exactly.
All right, well, we've got a great show for you guys today as Tim and I play our personal favorite boss battle songs of all time. But first, trivia for you. No one has been able to successfully guess the chime from last week, so we're going to add it to the contest winners page with a nice big fat question mark, where it will live on completely unknown until someone guesses it correctly. So here's the next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. If you guess it correctly, we'll make you into a floating 2-piece start head and add you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. So here is the new song. All right, so if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin.
I don't know what that one is.
I never do. I pick them and I don't even know what they are. All right, so now to the topic of the week. The boss battle songs I've picked, I've tried to go with ones that aren't as well known. Some that I think are really sweet that never ever really get any attention.
Cool.
But I'm going to start out one that's fairly recognizable, which is the Mega Man 2 boss battle theme. So I assume you recognize that one, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Mega Man music is always very easy to put a finger on.
It has, like, a certain kind of quality to it. There's the instruments used and stuff.
Kind of
really
staccato, techno-ish. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But so sweet. Yeah, that's the Mega Man one. I've always really enjoyed that one. I think they could really do, like, a super awesome updated version of it.
Mm.
My next one on the list is a boss battle song from Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door. And this is when you're fighting against the Shadow Sirens. And I've always considered Paper Mario music to be the strangest of video game music. It's always been very odd to me. But the more I listen to it, the more I've really gotten to like it. So we'll take a listen to this one.
All right.
I really like about the Paper Mario music, like this song, is that someone obviously put time into it.
Oh yeah.
There's a quality to it where I really feel like there's more going on that I don't really understand. I think they use a lot of underlying themes and repeating themes that you won't necessarily catch when you're just playing the game, but that they've really thought about And I've always appreciated the kind of the complexity with some of their songs. So
yeah, very quirky, and I can't say I recall hearing it in the game, but
exactly. And I think this captures kind of the feeling that you get from the Shadow Sirens, who are these kind of ghostly witches, mm-hmm. basically, that are fighting. It's pretty sweet. So that's a good one. I really like that one a lot.
Cool.
I'll finish off one more here before I get to my top three, and then when I'm done with this one, you can show me your songs. The next one is going to be from Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it took you a while to spit that one out.
I had to build up the courage. There are actually some pretty cool songs in the DDR Mario Mix, and some really, really corny ones, too. Oh, my God. But this one's pretty sweet. It's basically a techno remix version of the Mario Kart Double Dash song of Bowser's Castle. And this is the song that you dance to when you fight against Bowser. So both you and Bowser are dancing, and Bowser has some pretty funny breakdancing moves, so we'll take a look at this one. What I really like about this one is it strikes a pretty good balance between Mario music, crazy Japanese techno music, and awesome boss theme music.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a boss theme.
Oh, yeah. And did I mention it's really difficult?
It sounds difficult.
My roommates at the time watched me try to beat this on, like, very hard or whatever the maximum difficulty was. It was pretty ridiculously tough. I don't know if I ever beat it or not. I doubt I did. I think I got pretty close, though. It was fun.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it, really, is the injected DDR kind of vocal in there.
Right.
Not a huge fan of that. If it was more pure Nintendo, I'd be more
right,
of a fan.
Right.
Not
that's
bad,
the problem
though.
Is it's a mix, you know, it's DDR and Mario, so you're gonna get the best or worst of both worlds, I could say. So
right.
All right, so that does it for my bottom three. Tim, what's your picks?
Oh boy, there's so many that I it's hard to whittle down into just a few, or shall I say one. No, I'm just not as musically, I just don't think of that stuff as much, and so when I was trying to come up with my top three or whatever, I felt like I was forcing it if I didn't know it off the top of my head, you know?
Right.
And so there's only one that comes to mind. I am a huge Final Fantasy VII fan, and one part of that is the amazing battle with Sephiroth and the song everyone knows, One Winged Angel. Just very well done, and really brings that huge long game to a, you know, resounding conclusion. So let's take a listen.
Yeah, you know, I do really like the song. The thing is, I really don't know much Final Fantasy music because, truth be told, I've never played a Final Fantasy game before. So please, send all your hate mail to ray@2pstart.com. but I know fans really love the song, and I can obviously tell why, and I really like it too, which is why I should probably be listening to more Final Fantasy music. And I know they use this as like the closer of the video game's live concert.
Mm-hmm. That tells you how revered
it tells you, yeah. It, you know, it's like when Ray goes to a video game's live concert and he doesn't know some of the songs there, you know, sometimes I'm kind of surprised I wouldn't know music, because it's like, you know, I follow video game music so closely, it's surprising I wouldn't catch these songs coming through the pipe. So this is one I'll definitely be needing to listen to a lot more, because I have liked it, and so
Yeah, like I said, it was such a, it's a treat to hear after playing, you know, 80 hours of the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's some games that really let you down at the end, like Gun. But this was definitely not one of them, and that was part of the magic of the game, I think, so.
Right.
All right, well, that's my only pick, so I guess we should get to your top three.
All right, my top three. First up is a boss battle song from Phantasy Star Online Episode 1, which debuted on the Dreamcast. This is the second boss battle when you're fighting a water creature through like a sewer system. It's an okay boss battle, but the song is definitely what makes it a lot better. It's called Del Rol Lay, I believe. I really like the vibe that comes off of this song. Phantasy Star Episodes 1 and 2 always had a really great blend of kind of this futuristic, orchestrated soundtrack. This one doesn't play on that so much since it's more on the dark side, so it's just worried about a pounding techno beat and kind of Matrix-inspired style fighting music. This one was always pretty sweet.
I think we're seeing a theme here with Ray's picks. They all have kind of a techno edge to them, right?
But my top two here, I don't know if we'll be seeing so much of that.
All right, we'll see.
The two above
so
here.
So far, the last four have all been a little on the techno side.
Well, this one's going to be quite the departure.
Okay.
The next boss battle song is from Nights into Dreams, the original classic on the Sega Saturn. And I have to definitely set the scene on this one. You're fighting in a strange house. You know, of course, everything's a dream in this game. So you're fighting in a strange house, and you're pushing this gigantic beach ball of a bunny with large breasts around, basically. And you're slamming her through doors and walls into the back rooms. And what I really love about this song is that, you know, you're on a time limit in this boss battle. So the longer you're going, you know, you better hurry up and finish it. And so the music reflects that. You know, things start to pick up as things get going. It gets a little crazy. And at the very end, you kind of basically wake up from your dream. So you have, like, the waking up dream sound effect at the very end. And the screen fades to white while you're still trying to fight. And it's like, sorry, dream over. So take a listen to this one. It's great. Listen to how well it takes on the dream atmosphere and kind of messes with you while you're trying to do the fight. I mean, if you think about it, this song was going up against basically Mario 64 songs. You know, they're both released in 96. And I've never, ever heard a boss song anything like this ever again. It's very unique. See, this last part just creeps me out. It just has like this creepy like vibe to it. It's just like, I'm stuck in the really freaky nightmare. Get me out. I think it plays with the game very well.
Well, I do like how the, you know, when it starts to speed up, that would totally mess with you as you're frantic.
Like, oh,
because you're already screwed because it's like you're getting down to the end of the timer, you know?
Right.
It's like in Mario 1 when, you know, the do-do-do-do-do where they get real fast when you're down to your last 99 seconds or whatever.
Your heart gets racing. Oh, exactly, yeah.
You're like, oh, I got to race to the end. Same kind of thing where the music kind of makes you a little stressed out, you know?
And that's one of the problems I have with the new Knights sequels, that there's the boss music is nothing like that kind of stuff. It just does not even touch being like a dream. And part of that is because your time limits are like 2 to 3 times longer. They just put the music on the loop until it's over. So there's no real sense of, you know, making the music perfect for just that couple minutes. You know, it's really too bad.
Hmm. Well, what's your number one?
Number one all-time favorite, significantly not known boss battle music is going to go to Dynamite Heady. And this is a game I've talked about in previous podcasts, but this song is just pure awesome to me. It's called I Sing. It plays during the close encounter segment boss battle where you fight against a big mannequin. art poseable?
Yeah, those wooden kind of...
Yeah, the wooden people. What's the name of that?
I don't know.
But basically the poseable wood people, you know, it dances around the screen and it gets dressed in different outfits. It gets dressed as like a ballerina and like a crocodile and a robot. And you have to hit off the different pieces of clothing in a specific order and then go for the heart on its chest. And this song is just pure awesome. And I'm not having it loop for no reason. There's a bridge section that comes up later on that's definitely worth checking out, so... Listen to how awesome the song is, listen to the great drum beat, and I hope you guys enjoy it. What I like is that it sounds like there's someone actually playing the drums as opposed to just, you know, a straight recording. Because there's lots of little solos and fill-ins that it does.
A lot of fun little drum loops in there. Yeah, I was going to say, this is actually exactly where I am in Dynamite Head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is definitely fresh in my mind. It was just a few days ago that I was fighting that stupid guy. But, yeah, no, that's a good song. It is. The music in that game is pretty good.
Yeah, it's very, very rock heavy. Not so much techno, right? Would you say?
Yeah. I'll give you that. Whew.
I guess it comes from all the love for Sonic Adventure. It's just so rock heavy and
All right.
Sweet. Well, there you have it. There's my picks. If you guys have your own picks, please let us know. We'll take a listen and see if we like it. And I think I'm going to try maybe picking... we'll each have a pick for fan-entered songs that we haven't really noticed before or think are good ones, and we might play those for the next show. So,
yeah, that'd be fun. All right, well, that brings us to Comic Talk. Yeah, well, you know, we've been mulling over what to do with this segment of the show, and... we both think it's kind of the worst segment of the show, even though it's kind of the point of the show.
Right. The whole point of this podcast was to kind of give everyone kind of the inside scoop as to, you know, what goes on behind the scenes when we make the comics and stuff. And Tim just kind of mentioned to me today, like, hey, did you notice our podcast sucks? No, he didn't say like that. but he was like, you know, that darn Comic Talk section, you know, it's like... like, we get on, we're like, yes, what did you think of the comic? Oh, it was pretty good, yeah, people seem to like it. What do we know next week? I don't know, do you got any ideas? It's like, no one wants to, like, that's the worst behind the scenes you could ever have to listen to, so.
yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what
we
to
apologize.
Do with it. But, right. So.
But, I guess
thing we can do. So what did you think of the comic? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. No, the best thing we can do is maybe... try giving you a kind of a DVD behind the scenes look or something like that, and if it sucks, please let us know.
But see, the question I ask though is, do they really want that? Is that what they want?
I don't know, and I guess only feedback will tell. Right?
Sure, go for it.
All right, well, so this comic, what do we call it? Advice Not Heeded. Yeah, basically the inspiration behind it was I was driving home from a New Year's Eve party and
totally
just the
wasted.
Dots on the,
yeah, totally wasted.
Totally wasted. Swerving in and out of lanes. Wow. No, and I think when I said on my comment section where I said I swear I wasn't drinking, like, I think people thought I was being sarcastic, you know?
Right, right.
But really, I had nothing to drink, so I swear I was sober, and I just looked at those. I mean, it was late at night. Come
on. But basically, you're swerving. Basically, the story goes: you're swerving between the lanes because you're so wasted, and then your wife was like, "Stop it, Tim!" And I'm like, "What? I'm trying to kill Pac-Man. He's trying to eat the dots." Comic was born.
That would be a good story, actually.
that'd be a rather scary story, actually. I don't know if I'd be down for that.
It'd be more interesting, but. Regardless, I just was driving straight, not swerving, and the little dots reminded me of Pac-Man, probably because I've been playing a lot of Pac-Man Championship Edition on the Xbox Live Arcade.
It's kind of like how you see visions of Tetris when you're playing it too long.
Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of seeing Pac-Man in my life there, and didn't really have a good comic idea. All I wanted to do really was mount like a Pac-Man hood ornament on the side of my car so that as I looked down the road it looked like Pac-Man was eating the dots, which I thought was hilarious but would not make a good comic at all. So
maybe
we
pretend that
just...
the police are ghosts.
But anyway, kind of forgot about it, tried to do a New Year's resolution comic and had some good ideas and we may use them at some point in a different context, but nothing ever really came about. And then I, you know, as I'm trying to come up with a New Year's resolution comic, kind of form that idea with throwing Frogger in there and making Pac-Man really chase those dots, and poor guy came to a sad conclusion.
Okay, and finally, the most haunted segment of the show is the dreaded Black Doom Award. Tim, what do you have this week for the Black Doom?
My game design choice that I think really sucks is in the game Gun. The major problem I have with it is the final boss. And this is what I don't like about it. So you're coming up against this big head honcho guy, and this is like a Western type of game. And, you know, he's got some, like, body armor on, so when you shoot him, it's understandable that your bullets don't hurt him.
Right.
But he's not wearing anything on his head, okay? So you'd think if I scoped in on his head and shot him with whatever, it would do at least some damage. Because this is a human being, correct?
Right.
So, but the game... see, the designer said, we want you to kill him in this particular way. Here's our little clever way we want you to kill him. And so they make it impossible for you to inflict damage in any other way. And that's just really like a cop-out, you know? Like, the whole game is semi-believable, the way things happen and, you know, the way you kill guys and how many shots it takes. And it's, I mean, you never get taken out of that atmosphere until the final boss. But just facing him, like, you know, 20 times and trying to kill him with my gun, that's the name of the game, would have been awesome. But no, you can't use your gun. So that was there's my Black Doom. Frustrating that the game kind of broke down at the last minute there.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, my Black Doom award is going to go to the Metroid Prime 3 preview channel on the Wii. Now, I honestly don't understand this, okay? Basically, what's happened recently... Okay, so a while back, before Metroid Prime 3 came out, like 2 weeks in advance of the game being launched, they came out with a new channel that you could download to your Wii called the Metroid Prime 3 Demo Channel, or Preview Channel. And there...
Not demo.
Right, it's not a demo, preview channel, right. And what you can do is you can click on it, you can go launch it, and you can watch, you know, a handful of low-resolution movies... streaming over the internet, basically. So you're essentially, you know, going to a channel on your Wii, watching videos that you could find on the internet to begin with, basically. Well, I guess recently, people went to the channel, and instead of the normal channel, there's a big red letters that say, channel expired. Says you can no longer view these movies. If you want more information about Metroid, go to Metroid.com. You can now delete this channel. It's like...
What's funny about that is if you go to Metroid.com on the Wii, I'm sure that you can't stream videos that way.
I'm not going to place any bets on that. But yeah, it's like...
Right.
Why would you do this? Why would... It's like you're advertising. It's like, you know, free advertisement, basically, right? You know, you just put it up on your Wii console. It's like, hey, watch some low-resolution videos. And it's like... You're gonna take that down? I just don't understand the logic in that. So that's where my Black Doom award goes.
They're cutting costs there at Nintendo, you know.
Because you know there are
always looking ways to save a dime.
You know there are people who just got the Wii for Christmas. You know, they might want to find some more games to play. Metroid Prime 3 would be one of them. And you can't watch any videos. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, my guess is that they found out that channel was actually hurting sales because those low-res, clunky videos probably made the game look really crappy.
I would probably agree with that, too, yeah. Because they run it full screen. It's like, maybe if you would keep the window smaller on the screen, you know, and make it max the resolution of that area on your TV, then it would look nicer. But, yeah, because I didn't think it showed the game off very well.
Not at all. You know, and plus, you know, it would stop every 10 seconds.
Oh, totally.
To catch up.
God.
It was such a pain.
Okay,
I mean,
so the channel sucked, okay? And maybe it's a good thing they took it down, but, I mean...
maybe that was a smart move.
To make a sucky channel, but already have it programmed to have, like, an expired message on it is just kind of funny to me.
Yeah, pretty lame. I agree.
Well, that'll do it for show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and hope you enjoyed all the music and everything this episode. And
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so every week, new comic every Wednesday, new podcast every Monday. Come back often. So with that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
This has been another episode of 2P Start Live. Favorite boss battle songs of all time, and I'm very